Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Rosh Hashanah. So this will be the last message that we send out prior to Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of 5782. So I want to thank everybody for their participation, not just for Sefer Mishlei, or Sefer Tehillim before that as well, both times over. So I thought an appropriate pasuk to point out from the 24th chapter of Mishlei would be the 16th pasuk, which begins with a celebrated expression, Ki sheva yipol tzadik vakam, seven times the righteous person will fall, and yet he shall rise once more. But the wicked person, he will stumble in his wickedness and will not attempt to rise again, will not attempt to reassert himself. And here we have the absolutely indispensable quality of spiritual persistence and determination, the need that we all have, and hopefully we'll discuss it a little bit more over Rosh Hashanah, the need that we all have to be able to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off in many different ways in life, but including in the spiritual sense of the term, we have a responsibility not to allow ourselves to be entrapped by the idea of perfection. The minute that we fall down, it's all over and there's no sense trying again. On the contrary, we have to recognize that, b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim afilu tzedikim gemurim einam yecholim lamod, as the Mishnah states in Pirkei Avos, that a person who's a bal tshuva should never imagine to themselves that somehow they're, sullied by that experience. We don't say echtev ashuv. We don't say let's sin so that we can have the experience of doing tshuva, but if a person falls short on any occasion, or on two occasions, or on five occasions, or as the pasuk said, on seven occasions, and they're able to pick themselves up, so we have nothing but the highest degree of respect for that, and we don't look at that person as defined by having made mistakes. On the contrary, we look at that person as being defined by their capacity to recover and their capacity to reassert themselves. Sheva yipol tzadik vakam. Just to read from the beautiful words of the Rambam in this regard. Ve'al yedame adam bal tshuva shehu meruchak mimalas ha-tzadikim bnei avonos ve'achatao she'asa. A person should not, who's a bal tshuva, think that he's somehow far off from the level of tzadikim because of his past. Ein adavar kein ela ahu v'nechmad hu lifnei abore ki'ilu lo chata me'olam. Right, it's as if his slate has been completely wiped clean. V'lo od ala sheschara harbe sherei tam tam hached. This person tasted of sin upireish menu v'kibesh yitzro, and he was able to overcome, right, the yitzer that evidently he did have for any particular avera. Arba chachamim makom shebalei tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yicholin lamod bo. They can't even stand in that place. Kolomar malasan gedola v'malas elu. Right, some people are born with less of a desire to be able to sin, and some people really do have to struggle. And very often people take the position that those who have to struggle, in particular areas, that they must be the holier or more sanctified ones. And the truth of the matter is, the Rambam says, at least as far as things that the Rambam writes about this in Shmona Prakim, maybe it's not the best thing in the world, it's not the greatest recommendation that somebody has a great desire to steal from somebody or what have you, but when it comes to, especially Ben Adam Lamakom, a person's able to overcome, let's say, carnal desires and to be able to discipline themselves, that is indeed more impressive. And so as we head into the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, we should not have any pretensions whatsoever that past failures somehow define us. That's a message which has unfortunately become accepted in modern society, that people can never somehow overcome their shortcomings or overcome their mistakes. And on the contrary, we fully identify ourselves with the statement in Mishlei, Ki sheva yipol tzadik vakam, seven times the tzadik will fall, and then he will dust himself off and rise up again. The wicked people are the ones who don't demonstrate that same persistence and determination in the spiritual sense of the term. Everybody have ksiva v'chasima tova. We should be able to enjoy yantif together and have a very meaningful and uplifting an inspiring Yantif together to begin a new year, as Chazal say, Tichla Shana Uklaloseha, let 1 year and its many curses end, Tachel Shana Ubirchoseha, and let a new year with its many brachos begin.